Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money at Menards.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. Today, we're going to cover a different topic in the same area. We're still going to cover personal skills, as there is a lot, and I mean a lot, to cover. But today, I want to take a look at an employable skill, okay? Employability is something that a lot of people need, and I don't know if it's been covered yet by me, but I want to look at some of the skills that are necessary for us to move forward as far as trying to find our true self and personally growing to fit the current economy that we've clearly seen has changed thanks to the pandemic. So today I'm going to cover soft skills. Now, mind you, the phrase soft skills is often used by employers, particularly when they are bemoaning a shortage of suitable candidates. But it's mostly in terms of good faith. Like, they're hoping they'll find someone reasonable, someone who's good at what they do, to take on the task. You will almost certainly have heard big employers complaining that millennials, school leavers, and university graduates, or perhaps simply young people, lack soft skills needed in today's workplace. Well, here's the question that a lot of people have asked. What exactly does that really mean, though? Like, why is this such a problem? Why should I be concerned? Why does it even matter to me? And, within reason, it's a fair question. So let me go ahead and dive into this today and explain why. Okay? First off, before we move forward, I want to go ahead and state that, a wide range of skills fall under the heading of soft skills. And they're often known as transferable skills, as I've said in, previous episodes. These include interpersonal skills, sometimes called people skills or social skills, but they go far beyond this area. Okay, and I'm going to explain the term soft skills and then describe the soft skills that are usually considered most important by employers. All right, so let's go ahead and define a soft skill. Soft skills are desirable qualities for certain forms of employment that do not depend on acquiring knowledge. They include common sense, which I feel like I need to do a podcast on separately, but let's go ahead and move forward. The ability to deal with people and a positive, flexible attitude. All right. And if you're wondering where I got the definition from, it was the Collins English Dictionary. The 2012 version, I do believe. Anyway, moving on. Soft skills is the term used for skills that are essentially not technical or job-related, but are still necessary to complete the task in hand. They include social skills, your interpersonal skills, and a positive attitude. I can't really stress that one enough. They are the skills that defined your relationships with other people and how you approach life and work. Hard skills, by contrast, is a phrase used to describe job-specific skills, which is, another whole another topic in itself. If you'd like to hear about that, let me know. But examples of hard skills include professional skills like bricklaying or accounting, medical expertise such as diagnosis and treatment, or other skills that can be taught and whose presence is testable through exams. But ironically enough, for most people, the so-called soft skills are often some of the hardest skills to develop, believe it or not. However, this doesn't mean that they can't be learned or taught, it's just that people lack the patience to do it. And a lot of the people see these skills as non-necessary for some reason. I feel like I'm talking to myself, because as you already know, I'm not really a people person, so it's ironic that I'm doing a podcast on how to improve oneself and other educational facts about a person's self when I myself don't really like being around people in the first place. Granted, though, being around a large group of people makes me nervous. Anyway, the relevant importance of hard and soft skills, job-related expertise, is essential to any professional and in many, many, many other careers. However, over the last 20 to 30 years, or 50, depending on how old you are, understanding has grown that perhaps soft skills may ultimately be way more important in determining levels of success. Example would be the fact that I work for this company that's currently hiring people to come and, you know, you get to stay at home, you pick your own hours, and work from home as a call center agent, but you have to have the necessary qualities to be able to do this and be self-motivating. I mean, you can't ask for an easier job. You pick your own hours. You get to stay at home in front of your own computer. But, you know, essentially what I'm saying is hard skills are therefore a basic minimum necessity to operate that particular workplace depending on where you are. Okay, whether or not you're successful in your career may depend on how you relate to other people at that job. And that's where soft skills comes into play. Okay? So keep that in mind. Principles of competition. Before I close out here, we take a short break. Think of soft skills in the light competition principle. In terms of that, imagine, imagine you're a company producing something. Let's say the light bulb, something stupid like that. You come up with a revolutionary new type of technology. Your light bulbs are suddenly much better than others, and your profit goes up. But after a while, your competitors get a hold of the technology. You license its use, perhaps, or they develop alternatives. Suddenly, light bulbs are all the same again, and your profits are suffering. You still need the new technology, but you also need a new competitive edge, perhaps a reputation for customer service. Hard skills are like your technology. Anyone can acquire them. You can go buy it. You can also get them through training, and they are necessary. But without them, you will not be able to operate in the workplace. Soft skills, on the other hand, are your unique selling point. They are what give you your competitive edge in the workplace, perhaps even in life. Think about it. If your technology is necessary for you to get the job done, how are you supposed to broadcast, yes, I have the skills, yes, I can do this job, yes, I can make a difference, if you can't even talk to people? That's why you need soft skills. Okay, so many people have characterized soft skills as those relating to emotional intelligence, which I've covered before, the ability to recognize and manage your own and others' emotions. However, in reality, it actually goes beyond that. And in the wider realm of how you organize yourself and how you approach life, the good news is that you can learn and develop soft skills as well as hard skills. The bad news is that it's often much harder to do that, and there's no easy measure of success, or there's no shortcut to doing this. Like hard skills, soft skills require a lot of practice to make you, really skilled at using them. Unlike hard skills, there are no exams to prove that you can do it. Okay, you measure your success in developing your soft skills and how well you manage relationships with the people or things around you. I have no idea why I said it like that. But this includes family, friends, co-workers, peoples, dogs, animals, as well as customers and those who provide you with goods and services. And or services. I don't... Anyway. Okay. What are the most important soft skills? This is the question that we now must focus on. It's hard to say which soft skills are most important because, you know, it varies by situation to situation. However, the list I'm going to give you is a broadened list in which most employers, you know, mean when they talk about good soft skills, and this is generally what they're looking for. They are, therefore, the skills that are most likely to enable you to build constructive working relationships with others, as well as to be a constructive and helpful employee, or land you that job that you've been fighting to get since the beginning of the year. Or lack thereof, depends on the person. Okay? So, let's begin with the first one, your communication skills. I did a podcast on this already, so I'm not going to dive in it too much, but your communication skills are most always high on the essential skills list in any job advertisement. Okay, people with strong communication skills can build relationships from the initial rapport building through to the long-term relationships. They can listen well, and vary their communication to suit the circumstances. They can read the room. They avoid misunderstandings and generally make any workplace a better place to work and function better. Okay, if you spend time on nothing else from all of my podcasts that I've done up to now, all 200 and something, work on your communication skills. Okay? Second, making decisions. Being able to make decisions is valued by any and all employers for many, many different reasons, and also essential to getting on in life in general. Okay? We all have to make decisions every day. From what we have to breakfast to more important decisions like whether to apply for a new job or whether you want to get married. Wow, that was dark. But anyway, sometimes the actual decision doesn't even matter. What matters is that you have made one and you've moved on. If you're still struggling on whether or not you want to move forward in life, take this class, or decide if you want to make a cake today or tomorrow because you're just too tired, then you know where you need to start. Being able to make good decisions can also help you with problem solving, which is a lot harder to learn than making decisions, because it enables you to choose between possible solutions. Problem solving is a whole nother thing in itself, but if you have that skill, I'd say you're pretty good and well off. In which case, now we move on to number three, which is a topic I'll come back to at a later date, but self-motivation. Hey, people who are self-motivated get on by themselves. They don't need supervision. They don't need someone staring down on them, okay? They are good at work because they are generally positive about life and can be counted on to keep going, even when times are tough. Two skills that are closely linked to self-motivation are personal resilience, or the ability to bounce back when you encounter a problem, such as the adaptability to change, which is, I'm starting to learn recently, is a lot rarer of a skill to have, and I'm rather sad by that. All right, so we understand that making decisions, being motivated, and having communication skills are all important. But let's talk about something a little more in depth, something that a lot of y'all have seen on applications or they give you scenarios for. Let's talk about leadership skills, okay? Something that you may not even think you are, a leader. Now, mind you, a leader can be anybody, from the person who stands in the back who's always observing and doesn't say anything, to the person in the front who's loud that everybody can hear. Okay, I'm covering leadership skills on and off, but I have done some episodes on different types of leadership skills. Well, it's something I'll definitely touch on again later, but leadership skills are the skills required to take the lead when necessary. They include the ability to manage and motivate other people, as well as delegating work, like I mentioned in my last podcast. There are a set of soft skills that are, you know, that we at least expect people to develop on their own, and some develop passively, like you're not actually paying attention, they just happen. But employers understand that it is hard to develop skills without being able to practice them every day, so there is likely to come a point, however, when you need to step up to a leadership position for the first time. So even if you don't have the skill quite yet, while it is a plus, a lot of employers are willing to work with you on this one, as they know opportunities to do this don't readily make themselves available. Okay. There are therefore many leadership training courses available, though, and much have been written about how to develop your leadership skills. Okay? Now, let's move on to something that's rather actually important, and for some reason hard for people to grasp, your teamworking skills. Teamworking skills are broadly those required to work effectively with other people. They are, therefore, basically interpersonal skills. There are plenty of thinkings to suggest that good communication skills, particularly good listening skills, together with building rapport, go a long way to support your ability to work well in a team. However, some specific skills and areas of expertise that may be helpful if you need to work closely with others, it is, you know, for example, the ability to use something called Belvin's team roles, but to be more exact, the distinction between task and process-focused skills, okay? Essentially what I'm saying is being able to work with other people, being able to communicate, being able to listen, being able to build that type of relationship between each other to have some kind of trust is a skill that a lot of employers are looking for because they need people who can work with each other and not cause a problem. That being said, they don't want to hinder any of your creativity or problem solving. So here's number 6, creativity and problem solving skills. Like your leadership skills, creativity and problem solving skills are highly valued because they are hard to develop. Okay, so they don't try to hinder you with these. However, they do want to keep you in line. There are many people who believe that creative thinkers are born, not made, but this is certainly not true. Trust me, I'm one of them. There are certainly some people who find these skills much easier and some who don't learn them till later, and others who it just comes naturally or they have to actually figure it out. But like other skills, you can develop it if you work on it to do so, okay? And I have a few topics that'll go into, you know, building on these, but again, that's for a later date. Next, number 7, time management. And the ability to work under pressure. This is definitely something that a lot of people need, and they don't have. A lot of people fold under a lot of pressure. Some people get mad, some people get pissed off. These two areas put together can be summed up as an ability to get the job done in the time available, regardless of how small. They also sometimes described as having a good work ethic, in case you were wondering what that actually meant. And many would say that these two skills, which often go hand in hand, are more attitude than a skill. The precise words you use, though, probably do not matter nearly as much as working on these areas, and they are highly valued by employers, but are also useful for organizing a family or a team and making sure that the job gets done, whether you're at work or you're at home. Okay, so we've covered everything from your communication to making decisions, self-motivation, your leadership skills, teamworking skills, creativity, problem-solving, time management. But I guess you're wondering, the question here is what is the last one? What else could there possibly be? Well, last but not least, I kid you not, is your positive attitude. Positive thinking is the idea that you can improve your life and the lives of those around you by taking a positive attitude regardless of the circumstances. This is not in the least, in the manner of speaking, fluffy. Nobody can deny that it is pleasanter to work with someone who is enthusiastic, friendly, and has a can-do attitude. It's also quite depressing to work with someone who always sees the downside of everything, but I digress. Some people like that type of thing. Employers tend to look for people who have positive attitudes because they can help everyone feel better about themselves. They achieve more. They bring up the team. They motivate everyone else, especially those who have a hard time motivating themselves. Positive attitudes go a long way next to everything else. You can have everything else on the list, but if you do not have a positive attitude, unless they're extremely desperate for people, your chances of getting that job that you've dreamed of since you were 10 will drop to almost barely 3.87%. And I know that seems like a very specific number, but when you consider the amount of people who go into most jobs and divide that by the average people who don't get it, and then factor yourself in there from that same estimate, it comes out around, you know, about 3-something% anyway. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, to summarize everything, this list is not exhausted with these, okay? There are way more skills. And if you've been following my podcast up until this point, up to episode 19 here in season 2, then you know that there are a huge range of soft skills in many different areas, whether interpersonal or otherwise, that you can definitely focus in on. And whether you believe it or not, drinking water is something that a lot of employers make sure that their employees are doing, because they don't need you randomly passing out or dropping dead at work. Just to give an example. Any given employer or individual may place more or less emphasis on some of these or others, or even add some that aren't even in this list. But hard work to develop these skills in any kind of way will pay off, especially in your job search, regardless of the job or career that you're aiming for, or in life in general. Trust me on this. At any rate, I want to thank you guys for listening and staying with me for as long as you have here at Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. And I hope you continue to support me here on my channel. If you'd like to donate to the channel to help me move forward and continue to grow, you can do so at anchor.fm/NeoGentrix, or you can check out my Patreon page to help me out there, or buy one of my books available on Amazon. Just search NeoGentrix with a space between the two words, so it's Neo and Gentrix. But I digress. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. If you enjoy what you like to hear here, then continue to listen and look forward to the next episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and I'll catch y'all next time. Mm-hmm.